Hot FM's Cliffo and Loggy
podcast.
Coming to Townsville on the 20th of May, the 1300 Smile Stadium is going to be huge, lit up with Nitro Circus. Tickets go on sale this Sunday, but right now we've got someone on the phone known for motocross, supercross, FMX, winning everything at the X Games, and of course Nitro Circus, but most known, Cliffo, for being an absolute legendary pest and prankster, one of Australia's most successful ever athletes, Blake Bilko Williams. Good morning, Blake!
Well, yeah, that was quite the introduction. I think I like the pest and pranks a bit most, though.
You are a bit of a pest, mate. You're good fun on tour.
Yeah, I'm good fun for people to watch from the outside, but to the people I deal with, I'm really annoying.
I know. That's why we love you, Bilko. He even humps the air when he does his jumps. You're going to bring some air humping to Townsville when you come, Bilko?
Yeah, oh, definitely. That's my main move. That's my main goal. I'm here to put on a good show for Townsville, and if that includes humping the air, then I'm ready.
Bilko, let's just backtrack for a sec. For someone who's a complete novice when it comes to Nitro Circus, know nothing about you guys, explain what it is you do at a live show.
It's basically 2.5 hours of organised mayhem. You'll see guys jump BMXs, skateboards, couches, bathtubs, and then dirt bikes. You know, flipping the air together, 12 guys in the air at the one time. And yeah, it's organised chaos. It's stuff that you see in your everyday life, motorcycles, BMXs, but we do things with those that you'd never imagine possible. So it kind of, you know, blows the average person's mind of what can actually be done and how we can get away with it.
The bathtub piques my interest.
I don't really know what a bathtub is. I don't wash.
No, that's good.
No, I don't wash in it. I only jump off a massive ramp with it. Incredible.
Hey, Bilko, because Cliffo is a novice and, you know, if he wanted to start doing what you do, even if he just wanted to go off a ramp, how long would that sort of take to get the balls to get a motorbike and go over a ramp? How long did it take you? Because you started quite young.
Well, I started quite young, so I built up to it. But if we want him to do it, it's basically as long as it takes him to walk up the stairs, and then we'll throw him in a bathtub or a couch or anything, and we'll just push him straight off the edge. And he really doesn't have a choice. If he misses the ramp, he's going to cartwheel. And then if he hits the ramp, he's going to get some kind of air time.
Well, I fall off a bike riding in a straight line. I would last 10
minutes. You fall down standing up, Cliffo.
I don't know how you do what you do, man. Starting very young, did it freak your parents out?
Yeah, definitely. You know, like my jumps in the backyard were right in the back paddock, and my mother could see the jumps when she was washing the dishes. So all of a sudden, you wouldn't be able to see me, and all of a sudden I'd fly through the air, and she could see me above the back fence, and then I'd disappear again. And yeah, she didn't really like it. So, but it's all good. That's my profession. That's my job, and they support me at it. And you know, it is what it is. We're all here to have a good time and have fun, and what we do is very risky, but it's very calculated at the same time.
These guys go off at 1300 Smile Stadium, always the home of Nitro Circus when they come to Townsville. Tickets go on sale for their next show this Sunday, so you can pick up your tickets for that. 20th of May next year is the show, so get your tickets as of Sunday at nitrocircus.live. Bilko from Nitro Circus, thank you so much,
cheers,
mate.
Cheers, buddy.
All right, thanks for having me, guys, and we'll be seeing you guys soon.
Hot FM's
Cliffo and Loggy.
Do you know what I love, Cliffo, that due to Facebook and technology nowadays, anyone can contact us anytime, whenever they like, about anything. And that's exactly what a girl called Maria did. She sent us a photo and a story.
It's a great story. She's on the phone to retell it right now. Maria, what went down, mate?
Yeah, so I was in bed and I was in bed with my boyfriend and he was cuddling me, and in the middle of the night I felt like a sharp pain on my back, and I thought, oh, he's got a bit of a beard. So I thought, oh, maybe he's just pressed up against me and he's just kind of brushed me with his beard. So I kind of shrugged him off. And then I went to the bathroom and I thought, I better check to see what's happened. And I thought I was bleeding from my back. And so I went to the bathroom and I checked and I had it looked like scratches, and I felt a little bit bad, so I thought I went to the room and I didn't want to wake him up, but I thought, no, I want to fix the problem with this. What's the root of the problem? So I said, are you awake? And he's like, kind of, not really. And I said, I'm sorry to wake you. And I turned the light on and I said, I've just been to find out what happened. And he's like, what do you mean? And I said, well, I thought you were scratching me with your beard on my back. He goes, no, he's like, I'm so sorry. I just bit you.
Oh, my God.
I just bit you. Now, obviously this wasn't in a, hey, baby, you know, I've woken up in the middle of the night, some sweet delight type of situation. He's actually bit you in his sleep.
he beat me, and I think he only let go because I shrugged him off. So I don't know if he was like, he had a dream that someone was hitting him in the back of the head, so I don't know if he moved forward when he got hit in the head and clenched his teeth.
The bad news is, Maria, we know you've shacked up with a biter.
Yeah.
I mean, the real you comes out at night, doesn't it, when you're fast asleep?
But, I know.
Wow, how interesting, like attacked in your sleep.
Well, Cliffo, this has actually happened to me before. My boyfriend, Mick, has accidentally hit me in the face, not once, but twice in his sleep.
Well, while he's sleeping.
While he's asleep, I've woken up and been, like, banged in the face. It's not like he's punched me in the face, but he's put his arms out like he thought he was being attacked. And he put his arms out to, like, protect himself.
Like in a defensive way.
Yeah, but in his sleep, and he's hit me in the face.
13, 12, 16. Has anyone been attacked in their sleep? I think this is a good topic. This could have legs. Give us a call if you've been attacked, if you've copped an injury from the person sleeping next to you in the middle of the night. Maria, it'll be interesting to see if it's happened to other people, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be.
All right. Thanks for the call. Hey.
Thank you. See ya.
13, 12, 16 if you've been attacked while sleeping. It's Cliffo and Loggy. Hot
FM's Cliffo and Loggy.
13, 12, 16. We want to know if you've been attacked in your sleep. Karen's here. Has it happened to you? Have you been attacked in your sleep?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
My partner was dreaming that, I don't know, he was chasing these kids that were throwing rocks at him.
Yeah.
Damn kids!
Damn bloody kids, yeah. And then I've got woken up because he's grabbed one of them by the hair, but it wasn't one of the kids, it was me.
Oh, I love it. Shelley, you're next. Shelley, thanks for calling, mate. Have you been attacked in your sleep?
Yes, my husband punched me in the face.
Oh,
my God.
And see, this is what happened to me. My boyfriend sort of hit me in the face, and it's such a fright, isn't it?
Well, he told me he woke up when he did it and he told me he thought he was taking a catch playing cricket.
See, at least with the other stories like yours and Maria and all that, you know, they're having a dream and they're protecting you or whatever.
Yeah.
He's just taking a good catch.
Yeah, and lovely.
Right. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, have you been hurt in your sleep?
Well, actually, it's not me. It's my dad. He actually had a self-inflicted injury.
He hurt himself?
Yeah, in his sleep.
What did he do?
So we were camping and my mom and dad have like camp stretchers. My dad was sleeping on the camp stretcher and he had a dream that he was being attacked by a stingray and he kicked the end of the bed and busted his toe open.
Oh,
and
God.
Let out the loudest scream I've ever heard in my lifetime.
Wow.
And I just remember, and then my dad's like, in so much pain because he just booted his toe on the end of the bed.
Oh, that's not a good one.
All right, no bloody stingray's going to get me. hey, who's this?
Chelsea.
Hey, have you had a sleep injury?
No, I haven't, but my sister has.
What happened?
She woke up one night and her husband was standing on the bed and he had her arm up and he was pulling at it and he was dreaming he was shearing a sheep.
This is Cliff Olmoggi's podcast.
Look, sometimes I'm wrong about stuff. A lot of the time I am, but I know that I'm 100% right that Savoys are different to Jats, okay? And definitely different to Ritz.
Yeah.
Because Ritz cannot hold dip, let alone cheese or anything like that.
They're all that standard wheat-based cracker, aren't they? But there are subtle differences. We've found out, and this is from Arnott's. This is not from, you know, just the civilian. This comes from Arnott's. Savoys have a higher quantity of golden syrup.
Yeah, they do.
Jats are made out of malt.
Savoys have a bigger range of golden sunshine is what they've got because they're amazing, Cliffo. And we're going to test them, taste test them. Okay. I've got a blind test.
You are pretty confident you know the difference between a Savoy and a Jat. We've also thrown a Ritz in there just to keep it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We're covering this live on Facebook right now as well, so you can watch the whole thing unfold. Hot FM Townsville is the Facebook page. But without further ado, fire off some dramatic music. Loggy is blindfolded up and Taylor, our afternoon's announcer, is about to pass her the first cracker.
And by the way, I stress this to both of you boys. If you try to do anything funny and give me something that is not a cracker. There will be repercussions.
This is all about the crackers, mate.
Okay.
We're
are you going to feed...
cracker thing seriously.
Is Taylor going to feed me the cracker?
Yeah, he's going to feed it to you.
Okay.
Otherwise, you might know the texture.
Can you tell me when it's incoming?
Okay, he's got the first cracker out of the box.
Okay.
Taylor is leaning in. And he is placing the cracker in Loggy's mouth now.
Okay.
You can hold it, Loggy. You can touch it with your hands.
Right.
So, Loggy, what have you eaten? Is it a Savoy, is it a Jat, or is it a Ritz cracker?
I'm telling you, this tastes like a Savoy, but it's got no life in it. This is definitely a Jat, or maybe a Ritz, but it's not a Savoy. So I'll say at the moment Jat, but I want to taste number two. Okay.
I want you to lock it in. None of this wishy-washy, I want to try them all. Are you going to say Jat?
No, I'll say Ritz for that one then.
You're going to say Ritz?
Yeah. Okay, number two.
Let's reveal them as we go. We're revealing them. That's wrong.
Okay, well, it's a Jats then.
Yeah, it was a Jat. All
right. Okay, it's definitely a Jats.
Number two. What do you want to go next, hey? Yeah, go that one.
I don't like you feeding me today, Taylor. This is weird.
Okay, so the second cracker is making its way to Loggy's mouth.
Actually,
now.
This is the way it should be every day in the office.
Okay, Taylor is putting the second cracker in Loggy's mouth right now. She's taking a bite.
Definite Savoy. Mmm.
Well done.
That is 100% Savoy. Now, hang on.
I'm surprised that you thought the Jat was the Ritz, because you're the one yesterday who was banging on about the Ritz.
Can I have the Ritz, though? Give it to me.
You'll know it's a Ritz when you have the Ritz in your mouth.
I want the Ritz. Give me the Ritz. Coming are you scared the Ritz about...
The Ritz is going in the mouth now.
Mmm, okay. Yeah.
See, I'm surprised that you thought the Jat was the Ritz, mate, because
big
diff. Ritz are a lot more flaky,
and
a lot softer.
Jats are a lot crapper than all the other biscuits. All right. So there you go. See, so, I told you, Savoy's number one.
What have we learnt here today, Townsville?
We've learnt that I'm right all the time and don't question me.